D. A Japanese viewpoint.
Japanese people have generally enjoyed a peaceful and stable life since the end of World War II. We are in no life-threatening situations and thus tend to be unguarded against problems that may arise. We have been in peace too long, and those girly men are the byproducts of this peace. There is no single term to correspond to the girly men you describe in your essay. They could be equivalent to some recently emerged types of Japanese young men that are not associated with the traditional Japanese men. One of them is otaku, which is often translated in English as nerds or geeks. Just like it may be difficult for Americans to define nerds or geeks, the otaku is hard to define, and you may hear different definitions and examples. In a narrow sense of the word, otaku refers to collectors of something that is popular among only limited types of people, such as dolls or figures of Japanese animation characters, and are typically found in Akihabara, Tokyo, and thus called Akiba-kei. In a broad sense of the term, otaku includes any man who is unfashionable and unskilled socially, those often avoiding crowds of people, preferring to be alone. Typically, they are devoted to a particular item and feel happy to live with it. The more recent type of girly men are called Soshokukei Danshi, which literally means a grass-eating animal. This term is sometimes contrasted with its less common opposite, Nikushokukei Danshi, which means a flesh-eating animal. Soshokukei Danshi are said to be passive, just like grass-eating animals, and hesitant. They are said to be less interested in asking women out and usually wait to be asked out. Aggressive women tend to like these kinds of men because Soshokukei Danshi are less assertive and usually are said to be good listeners for women. They patiently listen to women's stories and complaints and can be a shoulder to cry on for women. It is still interesting to think about how the current girly men I observe every day on college campuses will adapt themselves to the society. Will they be the same for the rest of their lives? Or will they take on a more masculine role when they get a job?